Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So I saw something on Twitter that I truly, when I saw it, I thought it was fake or someone got faked out with a fake story or something like that, but I guess this is real. I mean, this is crazy to me. I'm reading this in the USA Today here, that NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says that teams across the league are moving away from classifying their highest-ranking executive as an owner. Because there have been some people that apparently are offended by the word owner. I guess there are some there's some thought of hearkening back to slavery or something. I mean, Adam Silver in a recent interview with TMZ said, quote, "I don't want to overreact to the term because, as I've said earlier, people end up twisting themselves into knots avoiding the use of the word. We moved away from the term years ago at the league. We call our team owners governors of the team and alternate governor. I think it makes sense. You'll find the word throughout memos over the past decade in the NBA, but I'm sensitive to it, and I think teams are moving away from the term and will stick with using governor." I mean, come on now, right? Like, come. I mean, I guess, you know, what's hard about this is, like, so many times, you know, people that aren't, I mean, the group of people that may or may not be offended by this are the African-American community. And I think one thing that we need to slow down in this world with is trying to tell other people what they should and shouldn't be offended with. So I guess I maybe need to slow down. But George, you're an African-American man. I mean, does the idea that, you know, like, Mark Cuban is the owner of the Dallas Mets, does that, like, offend you?
No, because it's a business at the end of the day. You own a business.
You own a business.
So you're the owner of that business.
I think we can separate the high, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, I think we can separate the whole idea of someone owning a business and owning slaves. You know? Like,
100%.
Owning human beings. So again, you know, it's always tough when you get in the business of telling, you know, when white people tell black people what they should or shouldn't be offended with, or, you know, straight people tell gay people what they should or shouldn't be. You know, I mean, that's kind of, that could be a slippery slope. You know what I mean? But this seems like, man, I don't have to be African American to think that this strikes me as a little over the top here.
And I wonder what the black players think. I wonder what LeBron thinks.
They really,
like, ask them, and then they're like, okay, these are how our players feel, now let's make a change? Or did they just say, you know what, a couple people maybe on Twitter saying, oh, owning and that kind of stuff, and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it the vocal minority on Twitter putting pressure on people to be more PC? I mean, I'll tell you right now, though, at the end of the day, it's not that big. If a lot of the black players in the NBA are offended by it, then okay.
I'm cool with it.
I'm cool. Then, like, change it.
Right.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I'm one of those guys that, like, if people are truly offended by something, then then you know what? If the vast majority of people are in the NBA as African Americans are offended by that term, then, I mean, go, I suppose, you know, like, change it. You know, I mean, if I'm calling my wife something and she says that offends me, then I should probably stop. But at the same time, this just strikes me as, like, man, really?
Robert just called in and he said, in the slavery days, slave owners were actually called governors. So he's like, it's actually kind of worse.
Yikes. Okay. Didn't know that.
We said, look it up.
That's not good. But I mean, come on. I just, again, to me, it's like, we talked about this. Be real careful about comparing things to slavery. It's like, whew, man, you pull out that comparison, it's a bull. It better be pretty egregious.
I'm talking level 13.
Egregious. Be careful about doing that. So, I mean, I just, again, I saw that this morning, and I thought, I saw someone tweeted something about it, and I thought, oh, that can't be real. Like, I literally thought, that can't be. Adam Silver, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. 402-951-1620, about half hour away from Verz. You'll stop by. You can email me, nick@1620zone.com. Can it be on Twitter @NickBaugh? Game time.